Welcome to Loose Lips, everyone, with my virtual BFF, Georgie Porter, and me, Sharon Carpenter. This is Extra Lippy. It's all about you.
Hi, everyone. Great to hear you. Yeah.
Except we can't, but hopefully you can hear us, because otherwise we're going to have a bit of a problem.
Yeah, everyone, stop talking over us. We're talking.
Hey, don't interrupt, guys.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've got a very important listener letter, haven't we?
Yes. Do you want to take it? Take it away.
Sure. Okay, so listener letter number one. This is from Lila, who says, hello. Hi. Now the restrictions in the UK have been lifted, I am ready to go clubbing for the first time. Do you have any advice on what the best drink is for a night out and what to expect?
Whoa. Now, so are you suspicious like I am, Sharon? Is this her very first time ever going clubbing? Because she seems like a virginal clubber here.
She wants to pop her cherry and maybe pop a little champagne at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a different experience post-COVID. Here's my thing, though, and I'm going to sound like the ultimate party pooper.
Right? Yeah.
Because when I think of hot, sweaty club and the rise of the Delta variant, I don't think the two of them are going to mix that well. I'm not trying to like sweat along with a whole bunch of bodies around me.
Is this hell on earth for you right now, this thought?
Yeah, it kind of is. If I was going to go to a club, right, or a place with a lot of people, it's going to be outside. You must have outside.
Well, yeah, we do. I'd say rooftops, London-esque. Yeah. In fact, Liverpool, there's some brilliant buildings where there's open top bars. And I'd even go as far as, they probably don't even open in the rain, but I'd even go as far as, even if it's cold and windy, you still want that outside vibe and you'd still kind of do it.
You do, don't you? And especially because it's, I was going to say, it's been beautiful out there. Maybe not. Maybe you're not all looking at it that way. Oh, is it? What's going on now?
It's raining now. It's absolutely.
Oh, man.
It's been storms. It's been horrendous. It's been drastic drama. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think it's going to rain here today myself. But yeah, I mean, I just want everyone to be safe. That's all. I'm actually surprised that they are just going ahead and opening clubs. I know it's been a lot of stop and start and stop and start. And we're going to open the country. Oh, no, we can't. Oh, no, let's give it a few more weeks.
Yeah.
I know
that's so
frustrating.
Much that. Yeah.
But we've got to shake this. We've got to shake this thing. And
when we used to go clubbing, like you and I, back in the day, I would say all I ever wanted to do was dance. And that was my favorite thing about the music. I used to stand next to a speaker. I'd feel it in my heart. I'd even lean against the speaker and I'd be like, this is like living.
Oh my God.
And I remember those.
How's your hearing these days?
Oh yeah, like I could just hear a
for like weeks after. Yeah.
Just
ring it in the ears.
But and that for me was like the best, like sweaty dancing. Like my hair would be like a wet rat. I would come out of a club like gross, like mascara, fake lashes down my face.
Like, where's the closest shower? Yeah.
That's all I ever wanted to do in a club. I don't know whether that happens anymore because I haven't been to a club in a long time.
I know. Well, the last time I did go to a club, it was actually in St. Martin when I went on that quick trip. And I actually danced probably nonstop for about an hour to soca music, and it was so fun. And I was drenched in sweat in a similar fashion. But yeah, I mean, those were the days, weren't they? I think that nightlife is really different. And, you know, out here in New York, we say it all the time. I mean, we had our epic club nights and everyone would be there, and like Rihanna would be there and Jay-Z would be there, and like really, really cool fun nights. Not that you can't have fun without celebrities, big time A-listers. There you can. If Rihanna ain't there, we ain't there either. Okay, we're not there either. But you know, it always kind of makes it better. It's like, oh, now I know this is the place to be because Rihanna's in here as well.
Yeah, when you spot a place and you're like, everybody wants to be here, really, and we managed to get in.
Exactly, and you feel all good about yourself. But yeah, I mean, those days used to be really, really fun. And I used to club. I clubbed from the age of like 15. I know you got started early as well, but it's a very different world that we're living in now. So I mean, if those clubs still exist, and I'm sure they do somewhere where you can just, you know, let your hair down and have a really good time. That used to be my therapy, to be honest, as well.
Yeah,
like, that's just my therapy, like just tossing my hair around and just having a good time.
I feel like we've missed this.
I do too.
We've missed dancing. Like, why would you want to start dancing in your kitchen? Like, I know I used to dance a lot at home, but I've like lost the thought to do it, and I think I need that back, really.
I have to say, the other night, right, after when I was in St. Louis and I'd done my broadcast for the day, which was like 5-6 hours, I was like, I need to let loose. So I just put on music and I danced for 2 hours around my hotel room.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
That.
I was twerking. trying my attempt to Megan the Stallion. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, I was whining. I was doing it all. I was gonna do it. This is the best exercise ever. Yeah,
you're right. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find a mirror and just dance.
And that's the thing. Like, the mirror makes all the difference.
Yeah. You need to see yourself getting like crazy, and then you're like, oh, I love me.
Yeah, exactly. And you are your own dance partner as well. Yeah. What's better than that?
Finger pointing at yourself, like, ooh, you.
Ooh, you look good. It is fun. It really is. I needed that 2 hours to just, you know, shake it all off. So, but Georgie, okay. So back then, in those clubbing days, what was your drink of choice then?
Oh, like, so I'm one of those people that drink, but I don't really like drinking. I just drink because everybody else is drinking.
Yeah.
But then I'll end up getting like the most drunk because I'll just drink silly things. And I don't like a fizzy drink because I always burp it up when I'm dancing.
So
I always think what's good is like a tiny cocktail. So you're not drinking too much liquid, so you don't need to keep going to the loo all the time.
Yeah.
But also you got to be it's got to be where, like, because porn stars, 3 porn stars and I'm gone. So
what? It sounds like it. What the... Yeah. Is a porn star.
Oh, a porn star martini.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what goes in there.
I'm sweet and innocent, Georgie. I don't know what that is.
You get a shot of Prosecco to pour in, or shot on the side.
Of
so
what?
Maybe of Prosecco.
Oh, of like, okay.
And then the actual drink is like, I don't know. It's got like, I think it's got like vodka in or something, and it's just like a little martini glass, and you like shot and drink, and then you're gone. You're done. You're done for. What would be what was your drink? Clothing?
Well, it used to be, I used to go for vodka and cranberry, right? Yeah. But I was like you, I didn't actually like the taste. Mm. I was drinking it because I wanted to feel a little buzz. I wanted to feel a little bit tipsy, but I didn't actually enjoy it. Yeah. And sometimes they'd make it so strong that it's like hard to even stomach. And then they'd look at me like I'm crazy when I'd ask for more cranberry. Like, can you make it less strong? That's the opposite of what everyone else asks for. But now my drink the only thing I drink pretty much, unless I'm traveling, is Prosecco. Prosecco. And yes, Prosecco over champagne as well. I know.
Same.
I have cheap taste.
I'm the same. Don't you find as well that Prosecco is like a happy drink? I find that I giggle and I laugh my head off. Like, I love that that's what that does to you. I think that's,
I know. Yeah, I do. And I feel like I don't have the same kind of hangover if I have one as I would with champagne. And champagne has a bit of an aftertaste as well.
Like vomit.
So,
Don't you think it tastes like sick sometimes and you think, oh, I don't even like this champagne?
I don't know if it's ever tasted like vomit, but it's almost made me vomit. Yes.
Yeah, there's the taste.
There's the taste. There's the taste. But the thing about Prosecco is, well, and I'm a complete lightweight and I like it because it's cheap, right? Yeah. If I'm going out and I'm getting myself drinks, I'm a cheap date. So this is great. So I only need one Prosecco and I'm feeling it. Like, I'm two Proseccos and I'm, you know, really nice.
Yeah, two Proseccos and I don't really know what I'm saying to like a new person. I'm like, I'm probably telling you too many secrets.
Yeah. Have you ever been there and you just start divulging everything to a perfect stranger? And then you're like, oh God, we don't have any mutual friends.
Yeah. Like, excuse me, I'm drunk. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. I've been there before, but I think for the most part, if I sense that this is somebody I can trust and I can tell them this stuff, then I've never had an issue where I was like, oh yeah, now they went and ran and told the world. Not yet, anyway. Where's the word?
There's still time. Yeah.
There's still time
to go to.
Yeah, probably. But you know, at the end of the day, stay safe, look after your girls. Yeah, you know, if you're going to get a little sloshed, then just make sure you're with a good crew
and tell each other when you're going home, because that for me is one of my pet hates, when one of your friends just sneaks off and you're looking for them all night and they're tucked up on the couch at the McDonald's and you're
and you're worried about them, thinking, did somebody kidnap them?
Always
look out for the girls.
Yeah, and if anything, you'd love to have a McDonald's with them. So why didn't they just tell you?
Exactly. Can I make things a bit serious just really quickly? Sorry, there's a story. I know, you know, like, we love to have fun on the podcast, but there's just something. There's one story that's really been weighing on my mind now that we're talking about clubbing. So I don't know if you guys saw it over there, but this has disturbed me for a long time. There were some updates on it yesterday. But the college student who, her name's Samantha Josephson, it was, and she was out at a club and she left. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning and she called an Uber and she got into her car. She thought it was her Uber and it wasn't. And this man basically put the child locks on and kidnapped her and murdered her. And it's just the most horrific story. He just got life in prison. But at that point, I think so many of us realized we need to double check the license plate, which we weren't doing. Right? Yeah. I wasn't doing it. It was only once I heard that story. Just really, you know, go to that extra length to stay safe. Yeah. Stories like this really, you know, make that obvious that we need to.
It makes me so angry. Like, and also because you think you need to look after each other and go home in twos and stuff, and you think we shouldn't have to do that.
I know.
Oh, I'm so upset. I'm so sorry for their family and her family and stuff. Just, like, that's horrendous. That's
absolutely awful. I mean, what's worse? I don't know what's worse for a parent. It's just absolutely awful. But, you know, look after each other and stay safe. So if you see a girl, maybe you don't even know her, and you see her completely, you know, sloshed in the corner, like passed out, just go make sure she's okay. Girls, we do have to look after each other, and guys, you should be looking after us as well, right?
So
there we go. That's my serious talk for the week. All right, so taboo topic, shall we?
Taboo.
Shall we?
Yes, let's. So we absolutely love taboo topics. taboo topics here. And this is an interesting one, because I wouldn't say it's so much as a taboo as more of like a warning or sort of outing people that maybe do this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So this week is walking your dog during extremely hot weather. And is it right to make a dog go on a walk if it's so hot outside? If you can't put your hand on the pavement, then why should your dog be walking?
put his little paws on the pavement.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I have a dog.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that little lady, she gets so hot, so stressed.
Oh.
So, like, hates the rain.
And okay.
Obviously, do I always think as well how cruel it is that we have to control the dog's movements and when it gets fed? Anyway.
I know.
So the fact that owners take their dogs out in this heat and you think, you don't have a bottle of water. You don't have a little, like, you've got carry on bowls and stuff. You could just literally let your dog have a little drink.
Yeah.
When, it makes me so angry, but also there's so many other ways of doing it. You can wait till later in the day. You could get up extra early. Like, your dog has no choice but to be walked when you walk them.
True, true. I guess the only thing is, because I have cats, right? So I've got the litter tray, which is easy enough to clean up. It's not always pleasant, but it's easy enough to clean up. But the dog has to go to the bathroom, doesn't he? So you kind of have to take him outside. But yeah, I mean, in the scorching sun, maybe you just take him out and he can, you know, do his business. You clean it up and then you bring him in until it gets a little cooler. It's tough. I feel like I don't know that much about just dogs and looking after dogs. It's a bit different.
I mean, also, I remember when I was living in LA and obviously that heat and everybody has at least one dog. Like, not going to lie, if you don't have a dog, you're adopting a dog. Like, you're fostering a dog. Everybody has a dog. And I even think they have like rules and like people will call people out on it and be like, your dog's too hot. Like, go home and things like that. Because they
good.
Yeah, there's such dog lovers out there. And I remember like one family had their dog with no water. And I remember this couple just giving them their dog water, like their dog the water. And I thought, how funny, because they didn't care about the people. Like, the people.
Yeah, who cares if they're thirsty?
Exactly. They're just like, your dog. And they give the, and I was like, oh, I love it so much that that city was just obsessed with dogs.
I'm glad, because there have been occasions, like I was standing outside a park. I was actually waiting to get seated at this restaurant. I was with a friend of mine and there was a guy with his dog on a leash. And I guess they don't do the lead attached to the collar, the neck collar anymore. It's more like a body kind of a thing,
like,
right?
So
there's no pressure. Yeah, exactly. Like the dog bra. There's not as much pressure on the neck. But he had the lead attached to the collar. So it was just around the dog's neck. And he was talking to another dog owner who had her dog. And his dog tried to sort of get closer to her dog and he just yanked the dog back to the point where you could hear her choking.
Ugh.
And I was so upset. I was so upset about it. And I wanted to say something. I just, like, what do you do in those situations? There was another time I saw a guy, actually, at the hotel where I was staying at in St. Louis, there was a guy with two dogs and he was holding one of them who looked like he or she needed to be groomed. The fur looked a mess and the dog was shaking. He was holding the dog and the dog was absolutely petrified and shaking. And I mean, okay, maybe he is the most loving dog owner and the dog's shaking because he doesn't like to be in the elevator, or maybe the dog is being, you know,
like
not
anxiety.
Treated and abused. Just hard to know. And you know, you kind of want to call animal cruelty just to check sometimes, but it's just so difficult, isn't it?
You know, you've just reminded me of a story literally that happened this weekend as well, when I was down in Faversham when it was really hot and we were at a pub and there was a couple and they had two dogs and they were so drunk, like drunk. And one of their dogs was called Philip. Yes, I'm going to mention names. And the other dog was called Margaret. Still don't know who they are if they listen. And they
those weren't the owners' names.
No, they were the dogs. Okay. They were the little like grey poodle-y things. And they were so cute and little. And Margaret was licking my feet. And they let them, you know, wander around this pub garden. Okay. So it was okay. And there was all the dogs doing it. So it was fine. And then little Margaret was licking my toes under the table. And I was like, oh, she's so cute. Then all of a sudden, I see this couple holding Philip. And shouting, Margaret, Margaret. And I was like, oh, no, no. And everyone in the pub was just like, they're drunk, leave them to it. I had to get up. I got the bartender. We were four of us shouting through the streets, Margaret, Margaret.
Oh, my God.
The couple were beside themselves. They were so upset. And I was like, I was so angry at them because they'd lost little Margaret. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
And then I was like shouting and I was like, I get a bit stressed because like, it's not even my dog, but if my dog was missing. And
you'd be, you'd be
heartbroken. I'd want the world to look for my dog. And then I saw little Margaret behind this little gate, just like she locked herself in and I was like, oh,
no.
And I grabbed her.
You found her.
And I grabbed her like Simba and I was held in the air and I was like, oh, Margaret.
Oh.
Then the woman came running to me going, like crying, and we hugged and I was like, angry but just so relieved that we found Margaret. And then
they
had another drink and I was like, don't you dare let her go again, because like,
no,
I'll take her next time.
There are a lot of careless pet owners out there, and I don't know, sometimes I think us humans, you know, I don't know, sometimes I prefer animals to humans.
100%
We're not always the most responsible, that is for sure. But I remember when Chewy went missing one time, and I was heartbroken because he had escaped out of a screen door at the house where I was in Long Island. Because he gets very curious. He likes to explore. We couldn't find him for 3 hours, and I was heartbroken. And then he managed to find his way home. Oh. And he came around the corner, his little face, and I just grabbed him again, held him like Simba.
Yeah, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. And he was purring. He was happy to be back. Oh. But that was his first time because he's not an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was frightening. I was so worried about him.
He
never left again. You are truly a hero, though, Georgie.
You are truly a hero. I'd have spent night and day looking for Margaret. Like, it broke my heart because she was just such a cute dog. But I mean, she's still there, so it's fine. She's good.
Yeah, good. by the way, I have the solution for the dog going outside in the heat.
Yeah.
Definitely make sure you take water. But what about those little booties? The little boots for dogs.
Have you ever tried to put boots on a dog? Have you seen them walk in a booty way? Have you seen them?
I have. I've seen a lot of dogs. I've actually seen a lot of dogs walking around with them. They seem like they're quite comfortable. Is it really difficult?
I've tried to put, like, you know, Halloween costume on Lady, and she's a bit like, what are you doing?
Halloween costume.
And she'll be a tarantula or a tiger. And
oh,
then
my
she's
God.
Like, she's like, this is not cute. Get it off me.
Yeah. Well, the boots might be a little easier, potentially.
Yeah, for bigger dogs too.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if the pavement is that hot. Is it really that hot, like, during this heat wave? Was it? I actually looked up. I know it was 39 degrees over there, and I looked up what that is in Fahrenheit, and it's 100 degrees, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yes, that's hot.
Whoa, we were
but it's like,
tropical.
You were. But you know how it is, like, when you go to a pool and you're lying on the sunbed, you're sunbathing, and you're like, oh, I want to take a little dip my toes in the water, and you put your feet on the concrete, and it burns.
It's not good.
Like that kind of heat, if dogs have to deal with that, that's gonna be way too much. That's not fun. But anyway, dog booties, there you go.
Yeah.
The solution to all your problems.
Fixed it.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Baffled, a brand new podcast bringing you some amazing facts that are complete nonsense.
Imagine the likes that would get on Instagram, you having a quick one up a lamppost on the moon. Incredible.
So you basically saying the reason the dinosaurs stopped living is because they all collectively made a decision to have no more children.
They're talking, I think until 10 years ago, I still shared the bathwater that my parents were in.
You can find us wherever you got this podcast. Just search for Baffled Amazing Facts.
All right, well, let's move on to listener letter number two. This is from May, who's asking, how do you tell someone you want to take things to the next level? My current tenancy is coming to an end, and I'd love to move in with a person I'm seeing. This sounds like more of a situation of convenience, right? Like, it doesn't sound very romantic. Yeah. Oh, well, my lease is up. You know, I'd love to move in with this person true. I happen to be seeing. Which I can't blame you for that, because I've done that before. And the one boyfriend that I did live with for about a year, it was out of convenience for me, at least. But one, I didn't want to go all the way up to where he lived.
Okay.
He lived far.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, I'm like, we can get a bigger place. We can split the bills financially. It makes sense.
You can get fruity as well, like anytime you want. Like, that plus, isn't it? Or bonus.
True. But I kind of feel like that can happen less sometimes when you live with somebody.
Yeah.
Right? Because now just you come home and like work's on your shoulders, or you start annoying each other. Yeah.
And then you go to bed and you're like, it's too hot. Like, don't touch me.
Exactly. So those everyday things start to get in the way. But yeah, I mean, I would just be honest about it, because when I moved in with this boyfriend, his intention was, oh, we're going to be together forever. And like, let's make this our home for a long time, and let's invest our money into buying great furniture and this, that, and the other. And I just want to buy clothes and shoes, because, and I was much younger than him as well. Yeah. So I wasn't into it. And to me, it was temporary.
Yeah.
But maybe I didn't explain it to him.
That I need to move out for a bit to find a better place than somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure. I did love him. I will tell you that. I did love him. I was in love with him. But I just knew it helps. But I didn't think he was the one I was going to end up with.
No. And I think May needs to think about this, whether she is just doing this for short term. Because also, living with someone is intense. And also, if you've got like a contract, which is what I've said before, you know, is like, maybe sometimes relationships should have a contract, and then you renew the contract in that time. Like, you know,
well,
just
that sounds romantic.
Yeah, like you go, we're getting to a 3-month contract. Shall we renew or shall we?
Well, that takes all the joy out of any relationship you might be in. Yeah, go for it.
And at least
sounds like a prenuptial agreement. And you're just dating.
Yeah. So yeah, that's maybe what that is kind of entailing as well. If you're going to move in with someone, it's a bit like, how it's like deciding then and there, like, how long are you going to be together, don't you think?
Yeah, it can be. And this, like I said, it certainly sounds like this is more for convenience. Now, if you are really in love and you see a future with this person and you want to sort of entertain that idea and introduce that idea, I would just be upfront and say, I would keep it short and probably say something along the lines of, oh, you know, my lease is up and I'm figuring out a new place. What do you think about moving in together? And then the ball is in his court, right?
Now, do you do it face to face or you do it like text?
I would face to face.
Oh, so like face-to-face. On the spot. And would you be like,
get his immediate reaction, like that raw reaction.
If he doesn't say yes straight away, then you're like, it's fine. I've got someone else anyway, so don't worry about it.
Exactly.
I've got a backup plan. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, if you're not sort of going into the whole, oh, I think it's time we take it to the next level, and you're keeping it very short and very sweet, so he's not really sure exactly what it means.
But sweet!
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, not sweet for all of us, but as long as they have clean habits and sanitary ways, that's then when it could you be know, sweet.
That's when you know a person, when you live with them. Like that.
I know. And you get to see all those
warts and all. Is what I'm gonna say.
Well, you're the expert here, Georgie. How did you and your boyfriend tell us about how you guys brought up the idea of moving in together and getting a place together?
It was very much like annoying that we'd have to pack a bag to go to each other's houses. So you'd be like, oh, yeah. I've got to pack my knickers and then an outfit and then maybe I'll go to the gym and then I need to wash my stuff at yours and then you've got it. And it's like, and then
trying to figure it all out and then work as well.
And work and who's getting up at this time. And then like trying to work out which house to stay at because we had to do equal share because otherwise it's not fair on the other person. And it all became just like teenage just stupidness. And I was like but then we made the decision that we like to stay in the same bed every single night like that. Aww. So we ticked that, so we were like, yeah, okay, we like that.
But who brought that up or who introduced the conversation in the first place?
I'm not really that forward speaking, or I don't think ahead that very well, so he literally had to say these things because I was like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Whereas you were playing it cool. Well, he was the one who's moving the relationship to the next level.
I just don't think logically, and I think he thinks like three steps ahead, and then afterwards I'd be like, oh yeah, that does make more sense. Like, because I think I just go along with things and then stress about it and be like, and get more ratty and ratty as it more went on. But then eventually it was like, this makes complete sense. But then also I was like, let's not move into one other house, let's get house fresh so that it is a new start together, because otherwise the other person gets a bit like, that's not where that goes, or that's not what this sort of thing.
Absolutely, that's smart thinking right there. Like, you've already taken up the whole entire closet, and then you find like some little, I don't know, the cupboard under the stairs.
And you're like, you're so cozy.
With all the spiders.
You put everything in there.
No, starting afresh, I think, is a really good idea.
And that's what is happening. We're still not in the new house. It's being literally built. So, quite stressful. But it's exciting.
Stressful. Moving is stressful anyway. If it's not built yet, if it's not renovated or
it's a lot to do.
I know, it all sounds so fun and exciting, right? But the reality can be super stressful. It's just moving, period, can be difficult. So there you go. I say just throw it out there on the table. He may be thinking the same thing, and good luck.
Good luck with just saying it, and just say it.
No more leaving your underwear on the floor.
That's another thing you got to think about. Tucked in your jeans.
Fun times are over.
You got to start putting your knickers and your socks away.
Exactly. So there you go. Another problem solved. Look at us. Look at us go.
We're just superheroes. They don't all wear capes, you know, Sharon.
We're ruining lives all over the globe. Ending relationships and disappointing.
With our own opinions.
Exactly. But I think that's all we have time for, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's been great. Thanks for listening, everyone, to Extra Lippy.
Thanks, guys.
With the wonderful Sharon Carpenter, who literally I take advice from as well. And also from me, Georgia Plutter. We'll be back with a full episode on Tuesday next week. Subscribe or follow, rate and review.
Exactly, because we want to hear from you. Send us your listener letters to looselips@createproductions.com. Also at the Missy Porter and at Sharon Carpenter. We will see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.